So as young people growing up, we never hear the obvious stated. And so the silence tells us as we gain experience in the world that nothing can be done. And so we make our compromises and adjustments, all unconscious, living our lives by conventional lies means living in insanity. So what would push us past dull, unconscious despondency, the hump of lethargy, the boulder of resignation and fear that nothing can be done? Because this is what our parents unconsciously teach us. Lucian suggests, and Shakespeare, and all those who broke free of conventional thinking, that it is rich and diverse experience that does this, helps us break out of corrals, both physical and mental, engagement with our fellows, and speaking out loud what we see, which may perhaps have implications for how we plan the transition. In recent shows, we've been arguing that we can't grow up as a species while letting the few lead. That just seems so obvious, doesn't it? So why aren't we discussing it? Except we're duped by class, by the belief in differential capacity, by the belief in differential capacity among us, instead of uniform capacity and differential gifts that in toto mean abundance. An abundance that power has set the entire store of its organized and concentrated energy against our achieving. It will spend its last breath to keep us from seeing it. When we see that self, in reality, is also a collective we, which, as we see this, leads to a greater understanding of how it is that, as Karl Popper says, fully developing individualities manifest altruism. It helps us see why there is an association in minds between the notions wealth and death. And also, as in Congo, wealth means death because wealth brings power. It brings death.